25 houses in there. And this, my house, with it being on the corner, it faces just the hillside, so there's no homes that are going to be in that green belt. And actually, the lot behind me is all trees because the lady next door, she owns that, so it's all trees. So for this request, it's not like the space is invading anyone's view of the mountainside or...
Part of the setback is for safety reasons, for traffic. That's why I asked the speed. And so we're, it's requested for 8 foot. Do we know how much of that is the overhang, Scott?
Well, that's including the overhang.
But how much?
It would be 9 foot, 1 foot overhang, but okay. Otherwise it'd be 9 foot.
9 foot.
Yeah, but it was, the deck's 9 feet, the overhang would make it 8.
Okay.
When the front deck came through, the developer of this was Robert Anderson, and he called me and he couldn't come tonight, but his concern was a water line that runs on the outside of the property. He wanted to make sure, he didn't know how far of a setback she's requesting, but he said he needed to be able to get a backhoe if something ever happened with the water line. And I gave him their request and he said, oh, well, I'd have plenty of room. So yeah, that may be why he's not here this evening, unless he is. But but the water line actually runs in the road right of way.
Okay.
And he was afraid if she built to 1 foot of the property line, he couldn't fix it. But that's the only call I received on it.
Okay. I know that's primarily a retirement community. I don't think there's any school buses running through there, some vacation homes. It's a nice little development. Any additional questions for her? Do we have a motion to approve the variance?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy will have a decision of record mailed to you that you'll need to record, and Marlo will get that out to you and explain the process. So, okay?
Number 17-08A, Brian and Jessica Scott, or Cox. Benita, is there anyone other than the applicant to speak for or against?
Yes.
Can I get that list?
1708A is Brian and Jessica Cox. This is the rehearing of the appeal of the Planning Commission's denial of a special use permit for nightly rental located at 109 North Tuscany in the Villas at Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. The applicant is appealing the denial of the permit based on the three reasons given by the Planning Commission for the denial. Number one was the wall as a buffer, two was compatibility, and three was a doctor's letter presented by the adjoining villa's owner. New evidence presented for the rehearing is the health concern letter presented on 122 Fieldstone approval prior to the denial of the 109 North Tuscany due to a health concern letter. And the location of this one, of course, here's the entrance into Branson Creek. And we can zoom in on the unit on Tuscany, just to remind you. I don't know how much of this you want me to go through. This is the same one that we went through at the meeting. And then, if the Board of Adjustment would grant that appeal, staff recommendations would be the 5-page decision of record for nightly rentals. It includes parking, number of occupants, their posting requirements, sales tax letter, and I think we've gone through those in the past, okay. And you've had them in your packet, so I can turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cox. You have new evidence to present?
Just what we mentioned in the appeal was that on the 122, we were denied because of the neighbor's health concerns. And there was on 122 back before ours that they approved with the neighbor's health concerns. And then there actually was another one approved. Was that Monday, Scott?
Monday we had Or it's the same unit.
Same unit. 122. Sold to someone else with another doctor's note on why they shouldn't sell it and be able to have nightly rentals, and it was approved on Monday through the P&Z for the same thing. They had doctor's note saying that they shouldn't have nightly rentals. And this is for the 119, and I'm pretty sure that no one has occupied the adjoining building since December. It's been empty for since then, at least. And best I know, it is still empty up for sale on the adjoining side.
We denied it based on the walls, or planning and zoning denied it. They originally denied, didn't they? And he brought the appeal to us?
That's correct.
Okay. And the planning commission used the walls, a buffer, compatibility, and a doctor's letter. I do remember that.
And they've since approved multiple others with the exact same construction. I mean, the two directly across the street have both been approved as nightly rentals. We had an offer on one of them before we bought the one that we did that was directly across the street.
Okay. You have any additional comments?
I think it's pretty well been covered.
Okay.
I can give papers and pages, but y'all heard it all.
So. Okay. We have three people signed up to also speak on this. Sandra, you're first. And I will remind you, he's got the clock running. You got 5 minutes. So keep the monologue short.
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm not up here yet.
Thank you.
I had to crawl over the way.
Okay. Up front, I want to address the two issues that Mr. Cox brought up to the board, challenging both the planning and zoning original decision and the Board of Adjustments upholding that decision. And he brought up the application on the villa located at 122 Fieldstone, and that it had been given a permit even though the common wall neighbor had health issues. It was given a permit, but health concerns was not part of that board's decision. The facts to this application were, firstly, the applicant had told the board he was only going to need this permit for a short period of time until they sold a piece of property, and then they were going to make this villa their permanent residence. And I want to direct your attention to the first two pages in the handout. The first page shows the date that this was originally presented to the Planning and Zoning, which was in July of 2017. The second page under review indicates that their plans, which were that they were going to be moving into this property at the end of the year, which would have been the end of 2017. This did not happen. This was the applicant's discussion at both the concept and the public hearing. Next, you have a copy of a letter that was read to the Planning and Zoning that the Barkers, who are the common wall neighbor, wrote to the board asking them to deny this request. Now, I have highlighted the areas of that letter that talk about Mr. Barker's health concerns. In July, when the original permit was approved, it was their letter that referred to health issues and not any letter from a medical doctor. This applicant had already been advertising and renting his unit without a permit, and had been doing so for some time. The outcome of that meeting was that the board did approve the permit, but with some restrictions. They modified the amount of people that could be put in there from 6 to 10, and he was to put in a fire suppression system. And the discussion was that this was going to be only temporary. So the board's decision was not based upon any health concerns. Now, there's more to the story, because since the original approval, the property again came before the Planning and Zoning Board at the April 9th meeting. because the owner of 122 had a contract to sell, but this was contingent on the rental permit being transferred prior to the sale. They were trying to get this changed so that the new owner did not have to go through the process. When it was brought to the attention of the board that the rental code says if the property changes ownership, then the special use permit should immediately expire, then that property had not sold yet. And it was the current owner asking for the transfer. So at that meeting, the motion died and fell to the floor. But the board allowed this to go directly to the public hearing on May 14th. Instead of having the new owner start an application over. So on Monday, this was in fact approved with a 5-2 vote. But the decision again had nothing to do with the doctor's letter. The Commonwealth neighbor's health was never discussed as a reason that they approved it. They approved it because it was already was a nightly rental. So Mr. Cox's theory about it being approved due to health issues is incorrect. Mr. Cox also said that his attorney said it was illegal not to approve his permit. Well, that was a verbal opinion from an attorney, and that would never stand up in a court of law. That is exactly what it was, a verbal opinion that has no case law behind it to endorse that statement. So again, his statement is incorrect.
20 seconds.
So, in closing, I want to say that his thoughts is about 122 is totally inconsequential to any situation. Nothing has changed here. This unit has never been a nightly rental. We have still have the barrier issue. We still have my husband's health. Our name is still on the warranty deed. Our money is still invested in this property, and we are still actively using this property. We are very much the owners. And if it doesn't sell shortly, we will probably be using it every weekend so we can use the amenities. The board looks at each of these applications individually, and there was nothing illegal about their original decision. The planning and zoning got it right.
Thank you, Sandra. Susan?
Hello. If I remember correctly, the reason Mr. Cox came before you for reconsideration was he said his integrity had been questioned. He never brought that up tonight. He's going back over old things that we've already discussed, so I really don't see why he's here. But on October the 16th, 2017, the P&Z denied this villa for a commercial use of a nightly rental. And you, the BOA, concurred with their decision to deny this. So here we are back for the third time. The reason for the denial by the P&Z was the common wall was not an adequate buffer. That is true. It is not soundproof. And that it was not compatible in the way the development was built. The P&Z commissioner said that this was a home-based business and therefore was not compatible with our residential community. It is a business, and we are a residential community. So I totally agree, the P&Z did get this one right. You, the BOA, heeded our rightful concerns based on the Taney County's guidance code, so they did get it right. No established neighborhood wants nightly rentals. Please heed our concerns. We are a neighborhood. We do not want businesses or nightly rentals. Just because we are a tourist town, that does not mean we cannot separate a well-established neighborhood from these transients. I have nothing against nightly rentals. I think they should be in the right place, and I'm all for it, but not in an established neighborhood. We respectfully ask that you uphold this denial. There's no legal document stating that nightly rentals were ever permitted in Branson Creek. This has been verified over and over. Therefore, I believe your initial ruling should stand. We just want to take back our neighborhood the way it was free of nightly rentals. And like I said previously,